The switching chords is one of the biggest challenges for beginning guitarists. And when you get to, let's say you have four chords, G, C, D, and A minor, which is four common chords to know. Then you do vamps. By vamp, I mean a short repeating pattern over and over, and that's how you get better at switching. And as I mentioned on the previous audio section, you decide what finger goes first on each chord. You don't stop the right hand. You make sure it continues strumming, even if it sounds like crud, you know. That's a technical term. and then you just force yourself to strum through it. Right now we're doing G and A minor, all right? You can choose whichever finger you want to start with for each chord. There's no right or wrong on that. In this particular case, we chose that finger one was going to go first on the A minor, and finger three was going to go first on G. So we're simply going to hold ourselves to the rhythm of the right hand, even if the left hand isn't ready. So here we go. We're gonna do two bars of G and two bars of A minor. All right. So that's what you pretty much do for a vamp. You pick two chords, one of them that you're working on and one that you already know, and try and seamlessly go back and forth between them. Here we go. G first for two bars. One, two, three, four. About that first finger going on A minor and do it without stopping the strumming. Yup, fill in the rest as you go along. Now think about that third finger going down for G. Here it goes, G, two, three, four. And you're already thinking about that first finger for A minor. Yup, because it goes by quick. I could probably slow it down a little bit. Let's slow it down a little bit, okay. But you're doing fine. Here we go, same thing, two bars of G. I'll go one, two, and three, four, and G. And start thinking about the first finger, A minor. Yup, and now start thinking about that third finger for G. Yup, and don't stop that strumming hand, keep it going. Already we're ready for A minor. So A first finger. You don't got that much time because now you're back to G. So third finger. So I'm pushing you along a little bit. See if you can do it on your own.
Okay.
Try it on your own without me. So do it nice slow. I'll count you off. Like one, two, three, four. G. Already start to think about the first finger for A minor, because now it's going to happen now. Two and three, four. And now you start thinking about that third finger already for G. Here we go and switch. Two and three, four and one. Good. Start thinking about the first finger for A minor. Four and switch. Two and three, four and one. Start thinking about G. Three, four, and switch. Two, and three, four, and one. Two, and three. Here we go, A minor. One, two. That's very good. If you have the discipline to do that, you will switch a lot faster. Notice that the left hand, the hand that's responsible for the switching, is switching a lot faster than if you were waiting for it with the right hand. This is just a common thing in guitar. I teach this all the time and it works out. Once you get good at the two bars per chord, if you think you're good, you know, if you work on this for like a week or whatever, then you take it down to one bar per chord. Let me demonstrate that. This is probably too fast for you right at this moment, but in a few days or a week, you will be able to do one bar each. So three, four, like one. So I'm constantly thinking about the next chord. Once I'm on the G, I'm thinking about A minor. And now once I'm on A minor, I'm thinking about G. And so that's how you get good at switching. All right, we're also gonna do the next one, which is like D and A minor. All right, let's decide which finger is gonna go first on the D. Okay, it doesn't really matter what finger you choose, because there's no right or wrong here, but choosing that one I mean, sticking to whichever one you choose. In this particular case, we chose the third finger for D. I'm not suggesting that that one's better than any others, okay, but everyone's different. And then we still have the first finger for A minor.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to start with D, and we're doing two bars each.
Okay.
Like nice and slow. One, two, and three, four, and... But start thinking about that first finger now for A minor. Switch, keep strumming. Good. Now start thinking about that third finger for D. Here it comes, wait. And here it is. Three, four. Now start thinking about the first finger for A minor. Three, four. Two, and three. Good. And now start thinking about that third finger. Here we go. Go and switch, D, two and three, four and one, two and... Already ready for A minor, so here we go, switch, A minor, two and three, four and one, then get ready for D coming up. Nice. Get ready for A minor, two. So yeah, even if you blow the whole chord and you can't get it. I mean, obviously if you keep getting stuck on the same chord, you have to stop and go back and zero in on that particular chord. But if it's just once in a while, then you're fine. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it over and over and your hand eventually catches up. However, I'm gonna make you do it on your own without me. Alright, so here you go. One, two, three, four. Down. Get ready for the first finger and switch. Good, get ready for that third finger coming up, and here we go. Yup, even if it doesn't sound good, that's very good. And switch, two and three, four and one, two and back to D. Awesome job. All right, you can take a break now. So that's okay. Really, that's how you do it. And then eventually you'll get good enough so that you can do one bar each, which I'll demonstrate. Yep. It'll never be as hard as it is now. It'll, you know, every switching between these four chords, every new chord will get faster and faster. You're doing great. I'm going to